increases.
Health insurance premiums for the average American family spiked 9% last year, triple the increase seen the year before.
In his weekly address today, President Obama says it is critical that teachers are put back in the classrooms.
The last thing our country needs is to have fewer teachers in our schools.
Also at SRNnews.com, and what's sure to spark heated opposition on Wall Street and those who want smaller government, two members of Congress have proposed new taxes on Wall Street to pay for a national dental health insurance plan.
A proposed tax on Wall Street trading would raise more than $250 billion over 10 years to provide dental insurance for millions of Americans. Under the bill proposed by Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders and Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, the coverage would be given to all Medicare, Medicaid, and Veterans Affairs beneficiaries. Sanders calls the lack of dental coverage an important part of the nation's health care crisis.
That is SRN's Wally Hines reporting on Capitol Hill. Human rights activists say at least 42 civilians have been killed in the latest fighting in Syria, not counting any casualties in the capital, where rebels battled Syrian troops for nearly 12 hours overnight. A British-based activist group says 9 women and children were among 20 people killed in heavy shelling in the southern city of Deraa, where the uprising against President Bashar Assad began in March 2011. This is SRN News.
This is 660 AM, The Answer.
Live from the studios of 660 AM, The Answer, this is DFW Medical Magazine, featuring helpful and insightful commentary from DFW area medical professionals. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphaeus interviews medical experts and asks the important questions that affect your health. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Medical Magazine. Now, here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within, the light
meets
the dark.
Good afternoon, Dallas, Fort Worth, and everybody listening on the World Wide Web at ksky.com. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, host of the DFW Medical Magazine. Joining me always is Kevin Stewart, the greatest rehab assistant the world has ever known.
Thank you very much, Dr. Brian. It sure is great to be here.
Well, it's fantastic to have you back with us. Doug Rake, the greatest attorney in the galaxy, bar none. Welcome back.
Good to be here, Brian. And man, you got quite a group here if you got the greatest both things at one time. How did that happen?
Well, I learned a long time ago that if you're not the smartest person in the room, surround yourself with the smartest people.
Wow.
So that's why I've got you guys here with me. And for all of you out there listening, we have a very special guest in studio. We have the great Seth from DFW Runs, and he's going to tell us about where you can get plugged in for your local 5K, 10K races, or even your adventure races. So, Seth, welcome to the DFW Medical Magazine, and it's fantastic to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm just a little intimidated. I've got a lot of smart guys around me here.
Well, that's why I'm here, to deflect the smartness. Now, before we get too into it, I want to make sure that everybody knows that our show today is brought to you by the Boardroom and Salon. The Boardroom is a great place for men to get their hair cut. And it's also brought to you by Adventure Kids Playcare in Southlake, and they have a great location in Mansfield as well. Adventure Kids Playcare is where we take our kids when Tiffany and I want a date night, or if Tiffany's working with us in the office. And the Boardroom is where I get my hair cut, and I have had a couple of compliments on my hair lately.
You're looking very spiffy there, Brian.
You know, it's just a touch of gray. That's it. That's all you need for a little bit of sophistication these days.
I have just a touch of gray as well, but then there's no hair to go with the rest of it. It's a touch of gray in all skin colors.
Well, so, you know, not for a shameless self-plug, but maybe you can head over to the Boardroom and they could spiffy it up a little bit.
Well, they could, like, put some super glue on it and grow something.
That's right.
Glue somebody else's hair to the top.
Okay, so Seth, let's get back. Let's talk a little bit about the DFW runs. Let's talk about some of the local events that are going on over the next couple of months, because it's the summer season and people like to get out and run. And I want to make sure you guys all realize you have to stay hydrated, especially in the summer. So, Seth, tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you get into running? Have you been running your whole life? Tell us your story real quick.
Sure. Thank you very much. I mean, it's great to be here, as I said. My running story actually comes through the sport of soccer. I grew up playing soccer all of my life. But, you know, soccer is a little different from you know, running a 5K and 10K and soccer, you're sort of in this stop-start all through throughout the game. But with running, it's very interesting because I've had to change my mindset a little bit to, you know, more of a continual runner. So you have to pace yourself and you have to monitor your breathing. You have to monitor all sorts of things. So, you know, I've been running all of my life, but it wasn't until I finished soccer through college that I really started to get on board with running. So it's just been it's fantastic. I mean, I like it. It's a great sport because partly because anybody can do it. I mean, all you need is a pair of sneakers, shorts, and a shirt. You can go out there.
Absolutely. So, growing up playing soccer, and you're a local guy from the DFW area, correct?
Correct, yeah. I went to school in Irving, went to college at the University of Dallas. I played soccer there as well. So, yeah, I grew up here. I mean, and it's really fantastic to watch, you know, the running community grow here. It's really nice to see that you got a lot of people that want to, you know, get themselves in shape, want to do something to help better their lifestyle. So it's been good to watch.
It has been. One of the things that we here at the DFW Medical Magazine and at Victory Chiropractic is we try to promote healthy living. And one of the important things about healthy living is being active. And activity is vital. And a lot of times we talk about here on the radio show, people think of exercise as something that they should do, but they don't realize the importance of it. We look at exercise as a nutrient. And so sometimes there's not enough people getting the exercise they need, so they're deficient in nutrient exercise, if you will. And one of the great things about DFW Runs is how you're trying to promote more people running, more people exercising. And you guys are also now branching out into corporate recess. Tell us a little bit about corporate recess.
Right. Corporate recess is basically something that we're developing at this moment where we will encourage corporations across the DFW area to bring in their employees and help them develop an exercise program for them because, you know, we, as you know, that the more you exercise, the healthier you get and the lower your healthcare costs go. And that's beneficial for an employer, too. So, I mean, that's been a message that has been we've gotten a lot of positive comments about that from corporations all across DFW. So we're excited about that. I mean, that's what DFW Runs does. We want to promote the active lifestyle and do anything we can to support it. I mean, and it doesn't just have to be running. It can be swimming. It can be biking. It can be all those types of activities. So, you know, that's we're very excited about corporate recess.
Here's what I like about the concept, Brian, is we've become such a passive voyeur society. And we've talked a lot about the fact that we have an obesity problem, and we mostly talked about it from the eating standpoint. But what's going to happen tonight is most people are going to turn on the Miami Heat versus Boston Celtics basketball game. People eat for entertainment, and they watch other people play for entertainment. What I like about this DFW Runs concept is that it's active entertainment. I mean, there's a real entertainment feature to what y'all guys are doing. And you know, we've talked about some of the runs that are coming up, and it's not just putting on a set of sneakers and running 5 miles by yourself listening to your headphones, is it?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I mean, we love to have fun at DFW Runs. I mean, it should be something that you enjoy. I mean, there are times, you know, especially some of the more experienced runners, where there'll be days where you wake up and you're just not up to running at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. or whatever you do. But I'm telling you, the payoff after that, after you've done the run, it's just phenomenal. You feel better. You start your day with more energy. But with our corporate recess, like you were mentioning, it's tailored around having fun and exercising. I mean, if you're not having fun, it's just, you know, people will do that.
It's a real active method of socializing.
Sure.
As opposed to sitting somewhere, drinking a beer, and watching somebody play basketball. Y'all get together and run through mud and water and all kinds of stuff, and then you sit down and have the beer.
That's right. Yeah, we don't forget the beer, trust me.
So even if you're not a runner, it's fun for you too.
Right.
And if you're not a beer drinker, you don't have to drink the beer.
No, you don't.
Let's just put that out there.
But it makes the pain go away a little quicker.
Well, that is hearsay. Oh, that's a good attorney term, isn't it?
Well, I don't think you know what it means, but you threw it in there.
I did. I interjected nicely.
There you go.
Now, we're coming up on almost getting to the end of the segment here. So, if you could, real quickly, before we break for a little bit of commercials, what are some of the... And maybe we need to do this for the second segment, but some of the advice for people that may want to get started in running, but they're just not sure how to do it. So one of the things I was thinking, if they go onto your website, which is dfwruns.com, there's a bunch of things on your website. One of those tabs is Catch Us If You Can, which are links to a lot of different runs. But I think the intimidation factor is there because for a lot of people, they think, well, 5K, that's more than I can do right now.
No, it really isn't. And the 5K races are typically geared towards the runners who really haven't. Some of them are first-time runners. We get a lot of first-time runners and first-time folks out there at 5Ks because most of the time 5Ks have one-mile walks too. So, I mean, it's not – those the 5Ks for the most part aren't your – run-of-the-mill competitive races like your half marathons or your marathons are. The 5K is an opportunity for people to just kind of get their feet wet a little bit.
Absolutely. Okay, we're heading into a short break. We're going to come right back with Seth, talk about some do's and don'ts about running. You're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine, brought to you by the Boardroom Salon and the great people at Adventure Kids Play Care.
Well, summer's here, and hopefully it won't be as hot and dry as last summer, but you know, it can be. But I've got the answer. If you go organic using the program that I recommend, I can help you cut 40 to 50% off of your water use. And that saves a lot of money. I'll also teach you how to improve the soil and grow plants better than you've ever done in your gardening career.
Listen to Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, every Sunday morning starting at 8 on 660 The Answer.
You already know that the next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. But did you know that Dalworth is also the answer to all your flooring needs? Hi, Cheryl here for Dalworth Clean. With our award-winning service, we can revive, restore, or replace all the flooring in your home. From carpet and tile to wood and stone, nobody knows flooring better than Dalworth. And only Dalworth offers the one-year cleaning rebate, which gives you the opportunity to get the money you've spent on cleaning back when you purchase new flooring from Dalworth. Some conditions to apply, so call us today for details. And be sure to ask about all our specials. Prices won't be any lower than they are right now, so it's a great time to get your home Dalworth clean. Dalworth is a 6-time Consumer Choice Award winner and has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Why wait? Call us today or make your appointment at Dalworth.com. And remember,
call 267-8433 because the next best thing to do is Dalworth clean.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too. Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you. Huffines has it.
And when it comes to great gas mileage, Huffines has it. With 37 models that get 30 miles per gallon or better at the 8 area Huffines dealerships in Plano, Denton, Louisville, and McKinney. You might say for MPG, Huffines is MVP. So if you want to save big at the pump, come to Huffines and get Texas High savings on Huffines Texas High selection, including Chevrolet, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, Hyundai, Kia, Subaru, and worry-free certified pre-owned vehicles. All from the only winner ever of the Consumer's Choice Award for Auto Dealership Group of the Year. In Plano, see Ray Huffines Chevrolet, Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Huffines Hyundai. In Denton, see Huffines Kia Subaru. In Louisville, see Huffines Chevrolet and Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. And in McKinney, see Huffines Hyundai and Huffines Kia. Or just click it and pick it at Huffines.net. Huffines.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-900-4417. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, Ask yourself this: are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-900-4417. That's 1-800-900-4417. 1-800-900-4417.
Do you know what this is? How about this? This is the sound of everything Dad loves and more. And right now, it's all at Sears, with great prices on all his favorites, like Levi's jeans, Kenmore grills, Craftsman tools, and an LG 50-inch HDTV for just $499.99. That's the lowest price ever. Plus, when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The all-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
The DFW Medical Magazine Show continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for health and wellness information. We are talking live with the great Seth Gonzalez of DFW Runs. And when we left off after the last segment, we were talking about people that may feel intimidated about doing a 5K run. And Seth was telling us all that the 5K runs is really laid back. Plus, most 5Ks have with them a one-mile fun run, which is great for families, correct?
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, and I really meant that when I said that it is a laid back. Most of these 5K runs are laid back, family atmosphere kind of runs. And you know, you can be as competitive as you want in those, and you can be as non-competitive as you want. You can just walk it. I mean, but the whole idea with these races is that we just get people, you know, up on their feet, running, walking, whatever. So, I mean, that's really the whole idea behind many of the 5K races, not just here in the DFW area, but all over the country.
No, so what are a couple of races you have? You have two races coming up next weekend, correct?
Right. We've got two races coming up. One is called the Gladiator Rock and Run. That is actually an adventure race. So think of the running with some obstacle courses in your way. So that takes place June 16th at 8 a.m. at the Pitt Motocross in Terrell, Texas. This is just a fabulous national race that is owned and operated by Dan Clark. You guys might remember him from American Gladiator.
Yeah, Nitro.
Yeah, he's Nitro. That's right. So Nitro, as we still call him today, he started the Gladiator Rock and Run for two reasons. One, he is just uber excited about helping people exercise and helping and challenging people, really. And that's what the Gladiator Rock and Run does. The second thing is he's passionate about the autism cause, fighting autism. The Gladiator Rock and Run, in fact, its charity beneficiary is an organization called Talk About Curing Autism. That's TACA for short. They are based in California, and they help families all across the country who have kids that are suffering from autism. So it's a really great, really great race. It started out in California, but now they're branching out in states like, Washington State, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and now they're making their Dallas debut next weekend.
You know, and that is such a great cause and so timely for this show, because Brian and Kevin and I have just began talking the last few weeks about what a autism crisis we have in the world now that used to not really exist.
Yep.
And how the incidence of autism has just exploded. And to hear that there's a charity event that's raising money for this cause is, from my perspective, really, really cool. I have a niece, and she's a teacher and a director of special education on the island of Maui. And what she mostly deals with is autistic children. And in a class right now, she has six kids. They're all boys. It's a problem. It's an incredible problem with male children right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here's something that's really cool to be able to do, to be able to do this rock and run, the Gladiator Rock and Run, and know that you're donating money to a cause to help people with autism, families with autism, because the families are just as affected at times as the individual, because they're trying to care for the autistic child. So what a fantastic thing that that Nitro has been able to put on. The Rock and Run, it's in Terrell, Texas.
Correct.
Yeah, and it's Saturday the 16th?
Saturday the 16th.
Start at 8 a.m.
At 8 a.m. You can find more information about it at www.gladiatorrockandrun.com. Or you can just hop on our website, dfwruns.com. We've got a link that will take you right to it. We'd love to have everybody out there. Now, I will say that it's a little more challenging than your typical 5K run. Now, this is a 5 mile obstacle course run, so it's not a 3 mile, it's a 5 mile. So it's a little more challenging, but I think one thing is guaranteed: you'll have a lot of mud on you afterwards.
So, how did DFW Runs get hooked up with the Gladiator Rock and Run?
You know, we have been for a while looking at the adventure race genre in the running community, and it's just been so incredible to watch this growth. With the Gladiator Rock and Run, we just thought this was a fantastic opportunity, given the celebrity that that Nitro brought to it, and also the cause that he was so passionate about. Just about every one of these 5K, 10K adventure races that we do, they're connected with a charity. So, we thought it just really made sense for us to get involved with that. And fortunately, Dan was just as enthusiastic to help us out.
You know, just from an outsider's perspective looking in, it seems like these adventure runs are expanding exponentially. I mean, they're just exploding, and it sounds like you are on the ground floor here.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I mean, you have your typical 5Ks and your 10Ks and whatnot, but with these adventure runs, it gives it a little more spice to it, because you'll be climbing over walls. You'll be, I don't know if you guys did this in PE class, but you got to climb up a rope, and climb back down and stuff like that. So it just adds a little more spice to
it's
it. It's
the
more
definition
fun.
Of weekend warrior.
Yeah, well, that's
and,
right.
And you really have, and you have another one on June 16th, don't you?
That's right. It's called the Hero Rush. It's June 16th as well. It's here in Dallas, and that is a firefighter themed obstacle course race. But basically, they'll take you through. They'll basically make you feel like you're training to be a firefighter. Just
wow.
Short of being, it's a really, really incredible race. It benefits the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, and adventure races like these are just, we're so proud to be a part of them.
You know what these adventure races? You know why they're picking up so much momentum? Is it adds testosterone to a run. Because a lot of times, and I've heard this my whole life being involved in track and field, that people say, well, it's kind of boring to just get out there and run. It's not boring to get out there and run, then have to climb a wall or jump over a mud pit. That stuff, it just adds a little bit of testosterone to it. And doggone it, men like that. And people that don't necessarily run on a regular basis, but they think, I'll run, and then I'll dash through some mud, then I'll play on some ropes.
Yeah, I will say too that some of the women like that as well. I mean, you'll be surprised how many women were coming out to some of these mud run races. They're great.
And what man doesn't like a woman covered in mud? I mean, bingo,
that has been
bingo,
around
bingo,
since
bingo.
The dawn of time, hasn't it? And what woman doesn't want to get a little bit dirty? Mark,
I'm
that.
Not going anywhere on that
let,
one.
Let
Ryan.
Me let me rephrase that. Muddy a little bit to get your hands dirty. It's almost like playing in the yard without having to be in the yard.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, when we were younger, our parents always told us, "Don't play in the mud." Well, we expect you to play in the mud. So,
and we get hosed off afterwards too.
That's right.
Right.
That's
okay.
Right.
So next weekend, there's really no excuse to get out there. There are two great charities we can benefit. We can better benefit the Fallen Firefighters Charity or autism. And those are two fantastic charities because, I mean, have you ever met somebody that didn't like firefighters? Those are just great people.
No, you said it perfect. These are great charities that gives people an opportunity to come out and have some fun. It doesn't matter if you've never done this before. I mean, we'd love to see you out there.
Absolutely. And they're fan-friendly, too, correct?
Absolutely. In fact, we have, with the Gladiator Rock and Run, you don't have to run the race to participate. And what I mean by that is you can come as a spectator and watch your son or your brother or your best friend get all caked in mud. And at the end, we've got what's called the Rock and Rumble Pit, and sort of taking a page out of the Gladiator-themed style race. We have a little jousting area where you can have a little fun there. So yeah,
almost sounds like that scene from Old School. If y'all guys remember that,
I do remember
that.
I'm
sure you do. So,
well, that's fantastic. So for those of you just tuned in, this is the DFW Medical Magazine, and we're talking with Seth Gonzalez of DFWRuns.com. And DFW Runs, they help promote, set up runs all across, not just DFW, but all across the country.
That's correct, yeah. So we like to think of ourselves as an active lifestyle marketing kind of company. So we help races, we help brands here in the DFW area and all across the country really get in front of the active lifestyle community.
And the active lifestyle community, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't it a little bit more women-driven? Are there right now a little bit more women doing it?
Yeah, they really are, and that's one of the surprising things about that for me. I just assumed on some level, I don't know why, I assumed that we'd see a lot more men, but, you know, there's just that we have a great turnout of women on each of our races.
Okay, we're coming up into a short break. We'll be right back after a few minutes. You're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine. Get your calls ready for the next segment. We'll be right back.
The Answer.
Are you over 50? Do you worry about your retirement plan? This is certified financial planner Ken Moray, host of Money Matters, inviting you to tune in every week to our show Sundays at 11 a.m. on 660 a.m. The Answer. I will be discussing how you can help make your money last as long as you do, and will help teach you ways to only take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Also, check out moneymatters.net for our free upcoming financial and retirement seminars, or call 800-994-0302.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit matrixdirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $17 a month, chances are you're paying too much. Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $17 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-664-5996. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct. 1-800-664-5996. That's 1-800-664-5996. 1-800-664-5996.
Here's Glenn Beck with an urgent message for parents.
Let me talk to you as a concerned parent, parent to parent. I was introduced to a reading program called the New Phonics Game, and Tanya and I were playing it at home with the kids. Tanya and I are both on a mission to give our kids the absolute best opportunity we possibly can. If you have kids, elementary school, all the way up through junior high, and they are not playing this amazing game, they're missing out. It was co-developed by the University of California Regents to do one thing: give your child superior reading skills. The New Phonics Game guarantees your child will score a full letter grade higher in English, reading, and spelling on their next report card, or you get your money back.
Call now to try the New Phonics Game free. Just pay shipping. You'll also receive a reading assessment kit, a $50 value free. Call 1-888-962-READ. 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 All students learn differently. Conditions apply. See phonicsgrades.com for details.
Another true story from Highland Park, plastic surgery.
I hadn't seen my friend Kim for weeks.
Well, with school, work, and keeping up with the family, we just couldn't get together.
So you walked into that coffee shop shop, and wow, I almost spilled my coffee. You looked amazing.
I know. I still love getting that reaction.
So we talked about Dr. Toledo and Highland Park Plastic Surgery, and well, now I'm getting the reaction, too.
At Highland Park Plastic Surgery, we understand that the way you look affects the way you feel. That's why Dr. Toledo is committed to helping you look and feel your best. A recent article published by InStyle magazine showed that 4 out of 6 women over the age of 40 have had cosmetic surgery. More and more people are discovering a healthy, more positive outlook can be achieved with cosmetic procedures.
Dr. George Toledo treats all of his patients the way he expects to be treated, with respect, candor, professionalism, and compassion. Call 214-363-4444 to schedule your free consultation. That's 214-363-4444, Highland Park Plastic Surgery Center.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Come on, Grandpa. I'm gonna school you.
I'd hate to miss a moment of playing hoops with my grandson.
I'm on fire.
So I'm using my Medicare preventive benefits from the health care law.
Nothing but net.
There are no co-pays or deductibles for annual wellness visits and some cancer screenings.
2 out of 3, Grandpa.
You are on.
Don't miss a moment. Use your preventive benefits. Learn more at healthcare.gov.
660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, TheAnswer.com.
866-660-CASE-GUY is the number to call to ask your question to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for health and wellness information. Our show today is brought to you by the great people at Adventure Kids Play Care and the BoardroomSalon.com, which is a great place for men to get their hair cut. We're talking here with Seth Gonzalez of DFW Runs. DFW Runs is a company that is geared, and their mission is to help people become more active, more energetic. And you guys are branching out. You're doing corporate wellness. You're marketing and putting on fantastic runs all across the Dallas-Fort Worth area on a weekend and week-out basis. And you've got 2 runs coming up next weekend.
Right.
The Gladiator Rock and Run, and the Hero Dash, correct?
The Hero Rush.
The Hero
Rush. Yeah.
And that's – now, where does the Hero Rush take place? I forgot where.
That's going to be in Dallas here. They can for more information, people can go to herorush.com, get directions, and registration there. So, yeah, I mean, these are just 2 of the local races that we have going on this weekend. But as you were alluding to some of our other races, we have them going all over the country. And in fact, next weekend, we've got 4 races in 4 different parts of the country, one in California, one in Atlanta, Nashville, and Washington, D.C., and that's part of the Great Prostate Cancer Challenge National Race Series. So we're really proud to be a part of that as well. In fact, it stops through DFW on September the 22nd. If people are interested in registering for that, you can find that at dfwruns.com.
So now DFW Runs, who's the brainchild behind DFW Runs? How did it come to be?
Well, DFW Runs is really, it was started by a husband and wife pair, Eric and Sharon Lindbergh. They're a couple of people who are really, really passionate about the DFW running community. And they've been runners themselves, and they just decided, you know, let's take this and harness our passion for this and create a company that, like you said, really encourages people to become active and stay active.
Now, let me ask you this. I got another question for you, because there are a lot of people listening who are in the situation that Kevin and I are in, where we work on Saturdays. So Kevin and I will see patients in the office Saturday mornings and then come here for the radio show Saturday afternoon. Are there things that groups of people or people can do who are there runs out there for people that work on Saturdays?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there's just a number of options for people. And even if there aren't a run, are not runs that week that you may want to register for one, I mean, it's just as simple as putting on a pair of shoes and going out for a run. I mean, that's really the beauty of running. You don't have to wait for anybody to come along with you, although it is a lot of fun. I know a lot of friends of mine who like to run in pairs or run with their friends. Personally, I like to run by myself because it's a stress reliever, and it gives me an opportunity to just clear my mind and think a little bit.
But the social aspect of and the adventure runs, et cetera, it's really a growth industry. And so I would expect that as time goes on, there are going to be more and more competitive runs or fairly competitive runs or non-competitive runs that will be available for people who do work on Saturdays. I mean, you got to see your product really expanding.
Oh,
at this
yeah,
point
absolutely.
In time.
Absolutely.
And in fact, Brian's probably just giving you a good idea. Hey,
yeah,
there's a group
absolutely.
Of people that
I'm taking
work
notes
on
here.
Saturday. So,
well, if you're going to give anybody credit, you should give the lovely Mrs. Nymphius credit because she had that idea as well.
Big prop out to Tiffany Nymphius then.
The yes. Nymphius 5K. How's that?
I like the way that sounds. We could benefit a charity with that one, like
sure.
Like the Kiwanis Club. That's
there
a great one.
There you go.
Yeah, we should work on something like that. We could take place in the great city of Southlake. There are parks and recreational all over.
We'd love to.
Southlake is a great place to run. I probably won't participate in the race, but y'all could like have it go by the Starbucks, and I can wave from inside the air conditioned building.
Yeah, there we go. Or the local coffee house, as we like to call it.
The local coffee house. So we neither say anything bad nor good about a particular company.
We are not paid representatives of Starbucks.
No, we pay them a lot of money to imbibe in their product.
We have yes, but they have a table for us now.
So that is true.
Okay, so let's get back to the business at hand. We want people running. We want people active. We want people as healthy as possible. DFW Runs. So again, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening out there, DFWRuns.com. If you want to participate in a run, they have several runs on their website. Go to their website, DFWRuns.com, and click on the tab that says Catch Us If You Can. But you guys are also doing something really cool and dear to my heart. You're branching out and creating like a corporate wellness structure, and you guys are calling it Corporate Recess.
Correct, yeah. And with Corporate Recess, what we do is we help and encourage corporations. We approach them and say, hey, let us help you develop a kind of exercise program for your employees and get them to become more active. If they're not active or if they already are, you know, this is just all the more reason for them to hang out with some of the fun coworkers that they like to hang out with or get to know them, some coworkers that you don't know. But in the end, it benefits both the employee and the employer because, you know, the healthier you are, obviously, the less that you're spending on, you know, fighting off the cold or the flu or whatnot, the less time you are getting sick. So I think it's really we've gotten a lot of positive feedback from that.
Yeah, I think it's such a long overdue concept for people to just understand that you can get out there and exercise, and it doesn't have to be painful. And that's one of the things that Kevin and I at the office, we hear over and over again, that I don't have the time, it hurts too much. There are so many built-in excuses that we need to just throw those out the window and get rid of those myths about exercise.
But, you know, if you're doing it as a group, like it's your employer that's doing it, so the lady that works in the cubicle next to you that's doing it as well, it's a lot easier than to start it on your own. And what I anticipate y'all guys doing is if you're talking to some corporate heads, et cetera, all of these large corporations, two or three times a year, will have a retreat. And have y'all plugged in with the corporations in their retreats? Because typically they have golf tournaments, tennis tournaments. Some of them even have Texas Hold'em parties. You know, having a smallish adventure run, I think, would fit perfectly with the retreats the larger and mid-sized corporations and law firms have.
I knew I was sitting around a bunch of smart guys at the beginning of the show here. I'm taking notes here. This is great. All of those ideas, yeah, we're all bouncing those around. It's all about trying to find different ways to get people exercising any way we can. And, you know, Brian, to what you were saying, people do, even the experienced runners, they get to a point where sometimes they don't want to do that 5 a.m. run. I mean, it's hard. Sometimes it gets very difficult to motivate yourself to go out and run. And here in Texas now, we're entering the dead heat of the summer. And so it's going to get even more important, not just to watch the temperatures, but also hydrate. As you were mentioning at the beginning of the show. But any way we can get people out to run, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, because running is biomechanically, we were built to run. We were built to walk. We were built for exercise. And so many of us have jobs that keep us stagnant, keep us sitting or in one position for a long period of time. And Doug, you touched on this earlier where, you know, some of the things they're going to do is they're going to watch the Miami Heat game. They're going to sit, and technology has allowed us to become lazier and lazier because that big 50-inch TV, well, that's all of a sudden become a whole lot cheaper.
Well, Brian, I have a 70-inch TV, by the way, so anybody wants to come over to my house and watch a game, that's fine. But no, here's the point. People, A, are becoming more and more and more sedentary and therefore more and more obese. And B, they sit around and complain all the time about the astronomical salaries paid to the LeBron Jameses of the world. Well, you could really kill two birds with one stone. If everybody who was watching sports got up and participated in sports, A, the obesity problem would go away, and B, these spoiled athletes making $100 million a year would go away as well, because there wouldn't be nearly as many of us watching them.
And, you know, I would add to that, too. I am no exception to the technology addiction here. My smartphone here that I'm holding in my hand, I have to put it away and go run, because I'm always checking my email. I'm always checking, yeah. You know, one of the things I help is manage some of the social media for DFW runs. I have to put it away and go for a run. And that's one of the things that we do as a staff every once in a while. We go for a run.
Well, before you put your smartphone down there, what you should do is go to your app store and download the Victory Chiropractic app.
Fantastic.
It's a free app. And, you know, if you guys are out there and you happen to have smartphones, go to your app
that
store.
That was a smooth segue right there, Mr. Nymphius.
Then you can keep up with a radio show on your app. You can make appointments. You can learn all about chiropractic from your Victory Chiropractic app. Available for free at your app store. And if you download it, send us a message, and we will send a thank you message back. So we had another short segment here. We've got one more segment coming up, so I want you guys to get your questions ready at 866-660-5759. You're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine, and we want to hear from you next segment.
All-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
660 AM, The Answer welcomes 94.9 KLTY and Interstate Batteries Celebrate Freedom 22.
Sponsored by CareNow, Fox 4, and San Antonio Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Thousands and thousands of people hearing your message, seeing your products, meeting your staff. Imagine your brand being seen on a giant jumbotron. Your banners and logo are everywhere. Call 972-870-9949.
Tune in to the Best Home Show to learn more about new technologies for your home. Everything from home automation to the new Lennox 50 SEER air conditioning and heating systems. Brought to you by A Better Deal Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric, and Appliances. Listen later this afternoon from 5 to 6 right here on 660 AM The Answer to the Best Home Show, and learn more about how to make your home the best it can be.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-977-4432 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-977-4432. 1-800-977-4432. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-458-0896. 1-800-458-0896. That's 1-800-458-0896. 1-800-458-0896.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com. .com
660 AM The Answer.
The DFW Medical Magazine show continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for health and wellness information. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located at the heart of South Lake, Texas. And we are here talking with Seth Gonzalez of DFW Runs. And if you guys have any questions about how to get running, some great places to run, Seth knows those answers. So give us a call at 866-660-5759, and we'll get those questions answered as soon as possible. And I want to talk a little bit, excuse me, I'm losing my voice a little bit here. I want to talk a little bit about brand management, because what DFW Runs also tries to do is get their brand or get brands out to the people. So when you host these runs, you have big corporate sponsorships, correct?
That's right, yeah.
And you have some very impressive brands that help you, correct?
Yeah. I mean, we've gotten some really positive feedback from some of the brands that are trying to get in front of the running community. And some of those include Community Coffee, Powerade, Huffine Subaru, Care Now, Muscle Milk, 5-Hour Energy, and Core Power. I mean, those are just that's just a sample of some of the companies and some of the brands that are really trying to put themselves in front of runners and triathletes and cyclists and swimmers. And, you know, we've had a lot of positive feedback from
Seth, that. If there's anybody out there listening, is there still room for additional corporate sponsors for your two June 16th runs?
Absolutely. You can give us a call at 214-339-7867, and we'll get you hooked up.
Yeah, we've got to see if we can get Victory Chiropractic sponsoring some future runs. Put in a good word with the marketing director.
Now Seth, there is a cost to registering for these runs, but these are very consumer-friendly prices, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. I mean, there is a cost, like you said, and that goes towards two things. One, it goes towards the management of the run, and the second, it goes obviously towards if there's a charity involved, it goes towards that. But, you know, I mean, what we really like to think that it's worth it.
Running is a relatively inexpensive sport. As you and I talked about before we went on the air, you basically need a pair of shoes, some shorts, and a shirt. And for these adventure runs, there's a little bit of a registration fee. But I got to tell you, I paid $500 for a new driver 2 weeks ago, only to find out that I can't hit that one either. It's not really not the club. It's the person swinging it. Mm-hmm. And comparatively, running, even with these adventure runs, it's about as inexpensive an active sport as you can participate in.
Absolutely, and it's about as fun a sport as you can participate in, too. So, I mean, you just name me another one where you you get to slop in the mud all day long. So it's and it's one that you can bring your friends and family out to.
Right.
Well, so. We've got a caller on line one. Let me get to that real quick. Joe, welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine. You have a question for Seth, correct?
Yes, sir. I sure do, Dr. Nipias. Hey, Doug, Kevin.
Hi.
Hey, Seth, I got a question for you. You know, when you're going to do this run, I'm sure there's a lot of people that are experienced, but then you have your amateurs and then basically the first-timers. What would you recommend, you know, when you're preparing for a run, far as what to do, far as nutrition-wise, hydration-wise, when should you start? Should it be days in advance? Should it be? Should you limit like your caffeine? Should you maybe do no Red Bull or caffeine right at the run, or things like Gatorade, or just what would you do to prepare yourself? Because I know in the Marine Corps, when we would have like a 20 or 25 mile forest march, what they call full 7,500 pounds of pack through mountains, they would wake us up in the night, throughout the night, and we would hydrate in order to prepare for that. In something like this, I know it's quite different. What do you recommend?
Well, I'll let Brian answer that, actually, because he's got a lot more experience with nutrition. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, Joe, that's a great question. One of the things that you want to do, and you're talking about nutritionally prepare for it. You're not talking about exercising or training for it. You're talking about nutritionally prepare, correct?
I'm talking about hydration, as far as vitamins, minerals, things to do, not to do.
Yeah, one of the best things you can do is to begin hydrating the week before. You don't want to start drinking water Friday for a race on Saturday. You want to begin a full week before to get ready, because what happens to a lot of people, especially here in Texas, is we get a lot of cramps while we're running. And the cramping while you're running is due to dehydration. And that's because a lot of people don't think to hydrate until the night before or the day before. The other thing that's really important and underutilized is sleep. What people tend to do is if they have a race on Saturday, they'll try to get a good night's sleep on Friday. And what the research has shown is you actually, if you have a race on Saturday, you need to get a good night's sleep on Thursday, because the night before, it's almost too late. It's like trying to cram for a test. It's not going to work out as well. So you need to get your rest two nights before the event. You need to start hydrating before a full week before. The other thing that's really important is, and actually we were talking, it's funny you asked this question now. We're talking about what's called carb loading, which a lot of runners will do. They'll try to carb load during the week so they'll have enough carbohydrates or energy stored up.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is you want to stick to the fruits and vegetables and really increase your carbohydrate intake. And you can do that, you know, 1, 2, 3 days in it, or excuse me, 3 to 2 days in advance of the race. Begin doing that, increasing your fruits and vegetables. And as far as any kind of caffeine or stimulant, you most certainly want to avoid those beginning a full 24 hours prior to the race. Because what a lot of people tend to do is they want to get that burst of energy, and you have to look at your maximum heart rate. And when you're running, whether you're jogging or elite trying to win a competition, your heart rate will elevate. And there's a maximum heart rate that we all have. It's based off of our age. That's a quick and easy way to find it out. It's based off of your age. And so if you artificially raise that heart rate with a stimulant, then when you start running, your heart rate is going to be that much closer to your max heart rate. And then you're going to have run the risk of having too much caffeine, too much stimulant in your body. And while you're running, you will reach that max heart rate, and that's when problems really start to set in. And as a side note, that's why we're seeing a lot of problems in the high school ages, where people are having all kinds of problems when they're working out and when they're seemingly healthy people, but they're passing away during a workout. It's because they've been taking all these stimulants right before a workout. So you absolutely need to eliminate the stimulants, because running itself or exercising itself is going to be enough of a stimulation to get your heart rate going.
Man, you came through again in the clutch, Doc.
Well, thank you. Thanks for that question, Joe.
I mean, you know, that could apply really to biking, to hiking. That could really apply to anything serious you might be attempting to do athletically or physically, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of the things that's real frightening, because people have this mindset of, oh, I need some energy, and you're going to get the energy just as it's called a warm-up. As soon as you start going, your body warms up and you're good to go. The last thing you want to do is try to caffeine yourself up before an event.
Minimal stretching?
You know, I personally am not a big fan of stretching before. I like to stretch afterwards, but you want to get some blood flow. You don't want to just walk, get up out of a chair and start running. You want to get some blood flowing. So I like active warm-up, so to speak.
Kind of run in place or...
Well, you know, walk around for a little bit, jog around a little bit, maybe do some push-ups, a few squats, some walking lunges, and then get going that way. I'm not a big fan of a big 30 to 45-minute stretching routine.
Man, I bet you that is just some good stuff. I bet a lot of people don't realize that there, Doc.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the call. Joe, we got a few more things we want to cover. Thank you so much for listening again. Have a great weekend. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more. You got two runs coming up. Let's mention them next weekend. We've got the two runs that are near and dear to your heart this weekend.
Right, right. We've got the Gladiator Rock and Run. That's happening at the Pitt Motocross in Terrell, Texas, June 16th. It starts at 8 a.m. For more information, you can go to gladiatorrockandrun.com. And we've also got the Hero Rush. And you can that's actually the same weekend here in Dallas. More information, you can go to herorush.com. And if you didn't get any of those websites, you can always go dfwruns.com.
And yet again, the Gladiator Run benefits autism and the Hero Rush benefits fallen firefighters.
Correct, yes.
Can't get better charities than that, folks.
It's very difficult to find two worthier causes than those right now. Now, Seth, we want to thank you so much for joining us, taking time out of your day.
This was fantastic. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. And, you know, if I can kind of what's it called when you're trying to get everybody excited about a future show?
In advertising, it's called puffing, but we're not really puffing because we're going to bring the goods.
We are going to bring the goods. On the 23rd of this month, remember Avazia, the people we talked about last weekend?
The pain management device.
The creator and the inventor and the developer of that, Tim Smith, is going to come in studio with us.
So it really will be a rocket scientist.
Yes, there will be a true rocket scientist here with us on June 23rd at 4 p.m. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great weekend, Dallas-Fort Worth. And we will be right back here next Saturday. And if you want to see us before that, we'll be at Victory Chiropractic.
DFW Medical Magazine with Dr. Brian Nymphius, Clinical Director for Victory Chiropractic in Southlake, Texas. Comments given by our guests are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. Seek a medical professional for answers to your specific questions. Listen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to DFW Medical Magazine here on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is 660 AM, The Answer.
If the experts are right, it is going to be another brutally hot and dry summer. The combined negative effects of weather, our expansive clay soils, and restricted watering could spell trouble for your foundation. I'm Tom Kidd, engineering graduate of Texas A&M and owner of Structured Foundation Repairs. Our number is 972-484-1200. Thousands of homes experienced foundation problems last summer, and thousands more will develop problems this year. So if you are noticing the telltale signs of foundation problems like brick and sheetrock cracks and doors that don't work properly, do not delay. Call Structure today at 972-484-1200. We'll perform a free comprehensive analysis of your foundation and only recommend repairs that are actually needed. We're fully insured, and our peers come back by a true lifetime transferable warranty. And remember, the earlier that you identify and repair foundation issues, the easier and less expensive those repairs tend to be. So call Structured Foundation Repairs today at 972-484-1200 or click structuredfoundation.com.
You already know that the next best thing to new is Dowerth Clean. But did you know that Dowerth is also the answer to all your flooring needs? Hi, Cheryl here for Dowerth Clean. With our award-winning service, we can revive, restore, or replace all the flooring in your home. From carpet and tile to wood and stone, nobody knows flooring better than Dowerth. And only Dowerth offers the one-year cleaning rebate, which gives you the opportunity to get the money you've spent on